Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Kuf Tes Zion. Kuf Tes Zion on Masechta Shabbos. We're on Kuf Tes Vav at the bottom, second to bottom line. Tana Rabbanan. We were a little discussing this topic of Vayhi. I don't know. Check over there.
Shabbos, the article is definitely outside.
The volume 4?
Yeah, it's not outside, it's upstairs, but it definitely happened.
Correct. Anyway, we were discussing Vayhi Bito Aron for a halachic issue about that have to. Yeah, if you have a worn out Sefer Torah with 85 letters, like Vayhi Bito Sowa, then you have to require Genizim. If it doesn't even have 85 letters, it's not even anything. So now that we spoke about that, a little bit, I got it on Vayhi Bito Sowa. Tara Rabbanan. Vayhi Bito Sowa Aron V'Yom Moshe. Parsha Zu, also LaKadosh Baruch Hu Simonios. Hashem made Simonim before and after the Parsha. What's that Simonim? Upside down nuns. Lamaila ulamata, before and after. Lomar, to say, she'ain ze makoma. This is not where it belongs. This is not where it belongs. It doesn't belong here. Where does it belong?
Oh, I need a chumash.
Where does it belong? We'll see in a minute where it belongs. Rebbe. Thank you, I'm sorry.
No.
Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, Loman Hashem who's there. That's not the reason that it has double nuns, upside down nuns. That's not why. Rather, why does it have upside down nuns? Mipnei, shesefer chashev hu bipnei atmo. It's a sefer by itself. What does that mean, it's a sefer by itself? That means, and which you can see down the next line, kemar azahad amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman amar Rav Yochanan chatzva amuda shiva. There's a pasuk about seven. Elu Shiva Sifrei Torah. There are really seven Torahs. Kiman, Kirebi. What are the seven Torahs? Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra. Bamidbar till the two nuns. The two nuns. Bamidbar after the two nuns. And Dvarim is seven. Okay? Man Tana Pala. Who argues on that? Or Shirming Amlil, who? It's a Shirming Amlil. Titania. Okay. Now, why are there two nuns? Why are there two nuns? Why nuns? Right? So we have the machlokas, why they're broken up. Why there's two nuns here? Either because it doesn't belong here, or it doesn't belong. So the Gemara is going to say in a minute that it belongs with the Degulim. Why? Because when they would travel, right? So the Aron traveled also. Vayhi Torah, the Aron traveled also. What's it doing in the middle of Aloscha? Says Rabbeinu Bechai, if you count from where it belongs to here, there are 50 parshios.
Parshios?
Yeah, you know, whatever there's a pay.
Oh.
50 of them. That's why there are two nuns. Now, the Achronim point out there's like 48, so let's figure it out.
No.
Okay, but it's very close. Very, very close. That's one pshat why it says two nuns. Another pshat. Shut them over here. Another pshat why it says two nuns. I just want to say who said it, so I could help. What? Yeah, they do say that, nun from Ashrei. That someone says that. I just want to say who they are, so we can bring the geula. Who said that? What? Oh, that's Rabbeinu Bechai. The Marsha says that the nuns allude to Peronios, which is why there's no nun in Ashrei. And we're going to see over here that this is because to break up the Peronios. Okay, that's the second reason.
That's only the first reason we have.
The what? Because of the Peronios?
Yeah.
That means that's why the nuns are there.
Yeah.
No, the Gemara is going to say, why a nun? How about two aleph? So the nuns allude to Peronios, the best letter to allude to Peronios. Then the Marsha gives another answer, unbelievable answer. He says, because you would think to yourself that what kind of learn out from these two psukim? What kind of learn out from these two psukim? I'm saying thing. Not much. No. This is a Torah by itself. It's a Torah by itself, according to that man. It's a Torah by itself, and we're separating it with nuns. Nuns alludes to the Shar Nun, the 50th level of. There's so much depth in every pasuk of the Torah. No one should ever say, "Well, that pasuk, I don't have to learn from over there. I don't have to learn from that. Yeah, I'll do this. I'm not."
The pasuk is insane.
Doesn't say anything, and that's why it's separated by two nuns to allude to the 50 levels of understanding of knowledge that are embedded in every pasuk of the Torah. And the last answer from the Chodesh Aviv, he says, because the two nuns represent Natsa and Nishma. And to let you know that also, this is, again, the same idea.
Very good. That's such a good word. Okay, very good. Excellent.
Next. Now, so the Tanya, back over the Gemara, Rishir Megillah Omer, Asina Parash Du Tati Akar Mikan, this parasha here is going to get uprooted from here, V'tichta V'mkoma, and it's going to be put in its place. So V'lama Kasvakan, why is it written here? K'dei Lahafzik Ben Peronos Rishon L'Peronos Shnia, to separate between the first Peronos and the last Peronos. Why do we have to separate it? So the Chodesh Aviv says because it doesn't stop. Another knock, another mistake, another mistake, another mistake. After a while, you get a little very depressed. All right, we have a break. We'll pause. We'll give the Sutton a break to knock us down. A little bit of a break. Okay. Now, Peronos Shnia Maihi. What's the second Peronos? Why does the Gemara ask the second one before the first one? I don't know. What's the second one? Vayihi Ha'am Kimis Onanim. Okay, now, if you look at the Pasuk, if you look in Parashas Bahaloscha, Shishi is right by Vayihi Ben Tzoa. That's Shishi. You have the two Pesukim of Vayihi Ben Tzoa. That ends the Perek. That's Pasuk Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav. Perek Aleph of the very next Perek, Pasuk Aleph, I'm sorry, of the next Perek says, Vayihi Ha'am Kimis Onanim. That's the second Peronos. What's the first Peronos? So, Peronos Rishona, what's the first Peronos? It says that's the Pasuk before Vayihi Ben Tzoa. In other words, two Pesukim before, it says, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, and they traveled from Har Hashem, Derech Shlosh Yamin, for 3 days. Varom Brit Hashem, no say Elif Nam Derech Shlosh Yamin. Okay. What is that? So, Vayisu Mehar Hashem, and they travel from Har Hashem. How is that a Peronos? What they do? They leave. They're tied to leave. So that's what Tosfos says. 1 minute. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Vayitzu Mehar Hashem. What does that even mean? So the Marsha says it's the only place in the Torah where Har Sinai is called Har Hashem. It's interesting. It's never called Har Hashem except for right here. The only place where it's called Har Hashem, Har Sinai, Har this, Har Hashem. Only one place right here. So he says the Marsha says that Vayitzu Mehar Hashem. It means that Vayitzu. Could also, he says that basically they left Hashem. What's the Peronos? So Amar of Chamar Bichanina Shesaru Me'achare Hashem. They left from Hashem. Meaning, they did something wrong here. What did they do wrong?
So Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos.
Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Me'achare Hashem Besoch Gimel Yamim Lamasa Am. Within 3 days of the journey. His avu, ha'asafsuf taiva. They had a taiva. Lehisra'am al habasar, to complain about meat, kedei lemorid ba'akadosh baruch hu, to be morid in Hashem. According to Rashi, what's the two Peronos? One Peronos. It's the same thing. In other words, the Peronos before Vayihi Ben Tzoa. And the Peronos after Vayihi Ben Tzoa is the same Peronos, which is what? That they were misowning him, and then Pasuk Dalid, V'hisasuf asher b'kiro taiva. In other words, it's all one Peronos. When they left Har Sinai, they already had the Machshava, we're going to complain about this. Right? We're going to complain about this. We're going to make a stink about this. Then what do you have? Then you have Vayihi Ben Tzoa. And then the actual complaining. Okay? That's very, very difficult. Pshat, no? Right? Right? That's why Tosfos respectfully disagrees. And he says in the top Tosfos that Pirish Bekuntris, Shemeaz Hischilu Lishal Basar, they already began to ask for meat. Vamari. Ain nearly came. Ella Peronos Rishona. The Peronos is that they left Har Sinai excitedly. They were happy to get out of there, like the kids run out of school. They can't wait to get out. That's how the Bnei Yisrael were when they left Har Sinai. They couldn't wait to get out. Couldn't wait to get away from there, right? That's the Peronos. So it's a machlokas. Why does Rashi hold like this? Like the way he holds, right? Right. It's a difficult pshat. Right? Okay. V'heichon mekoma, where does it belong? Am Ravashi b'degal, it belongs in the parasha of the degalim, like we said before. Iboy lehu. Okay, new shayla. Back to the worn-out Sifrei Torah. Ha-gilyon shel Sefer Torah, the gilyon, what's a gilyon? Gilyon is the margins of a Sefer Torah, right? You don't start a Sefer Torah, it's a tippy-tippy top, you have margins. So the margins, matzilinos of ned leka, oye matzilinos of ned leka. Do those get saved or not? The margin, Let's say you have just a Sefer Torah. It's worn out, but you have some margins. Should you cut out those margins and save them? The margins of the cloth itself? So Tashma, Sefer Torah Shabbala, if it ever got worn out, im yesh balak shemona v'chamesh osios, if you can gather together 85 letters, kigon, parshas, vayihib mitzoa, aron, matzilin. V'yim lav, ein matzilin. If yeah, yeah, and if not, not. V'amai. Why? Why don't you save it if you don't have 85 letters? Tepikle, bisham gilyon di day. Right? What about the cloth itself? Obviously, you don't save it for that.
We don't pass anything.
No. Right? Obviously, the gilyon doesn't count. So the Gemara answers, no, bala shiny. It's worn out is different, says Rashi. Kivon shebala. If it got worn out, afa gilyon batel, then the gilyon also is worthless. In other words, we're not talking about new cloth. We're talking about a 1,000-year-old Sefer Torah. So it's all worn out. So the gilyon also is batel. The letters are batel. The gilyon is surely batel. Right? V'chimi boyele l'hagilyon mekayimen ela shaksav halach. We're talking about v'chimi boyele shagilyon kayamim ela shaksav halach. Not worn out, but the ksav is not here. So Toshma, let's try to bring another raya. Sefer Torah shenimcha. Sefer Torah got erased. If you can have 85 letters gathered, kigon parshas vayibin to'oron matzilin. V'yim lav ein matzilin. V'amai tepek le mishum degilion didei. Same question. So the Gemara answers, makom aksav. What about the space under the letters? It's also called cloth, no? So the Gemara says, no. Makom aksav lo kamei bayli dechi kadosh. No, the area underneath the letters, that's not considered cloth. That's really like letters. That's kodesh like letters. Agav ksav hu de kadosh. Because of the ksav, it has kedusha. Azal ksav, azal le kedusha sa. If the ksav is gone, the kedusha is gone. That's no question about that. In other words, if you have a Sefer Torah, and it's how many letters in the Sefer Torah? A few hundred thousand? They're all missing except for 85 letters. What about all the cloth where the letters are supposed to be? So the answer is that's for sure nothing. Why? Because the kedusha went away. Why did the kedusha go away? Because the letter went away. The letter went away, the kedusha went away, there's no shiloh. The question, what about the margins? There was never letters there to begin with. So the Kedusha remain? The above and below, the top margin, bottom margin. Bein parsha la parsha. Bein daf la daf. Shebet chilas ha sefer, shebet sof ha sefer. What's the story with all that? The beginning of the Torah, the end. There's always an extra. So the Gemara, also, so tepekle mishum hahu. Learn it out from here. What does that mean? So then let's say you don't have 85 letters. So then why, Taki, don't you save the Torah for all this cloth? You should save it for the cloth itself. So the Gemara answers, no. The guy is Vishadi. Cut out. What exactly do you cut out over here? You cut out only the places that are written. You cut out all the margins and all you have left are places that are written. Tashma.
That wasn't the question.
What?
That wasn't the answer. The question is, what do you do with it?
So the answer is, we don't have an answer. Exactly, so we don't have an answer. Because we're talking about that. We're talking about something else. We're not going to have an answer to this question. Tashma.
In practice, how are you going to do that? You have to stop cutting around and reading little pieces?
No, but we always have that in the Gemara. This was the case.
I understand.
It's a very funny case. In a normal case, we don't have an answer.
No, a Torah is worn out. All you have is
the margin. So what do you do with that? So we don't have an answer. Tashma. Hagilyon. Hagilyonin. Shalmaila. Shalmata. The upper margin, the bottom margin. Shebein parsha la parsha. Bein daf la daf. Shebetchilos ha-sefer, shebetzof ha-sefer. All this is metamen ha-sefer yidayim. It all makes you tamen. So why does it make you tamen? Because we have a gzera that Sifrei Torah, Sifrei Kodesh, if you touch it, makes your hands tamen. So if it makes your hands tamen, that doesn't have kedusha? Makes you tamen. So the Gemara answers, no. Dilma agav Sefer Torah shiny. No, it only makes you tamen because there was once a Sefer Torah here. Is that enough to make you save it? I don't know about that. Tashma, another try. Gilyonim. What about Gilyonim? What does Gilyonim mean? Margins. V'sifrei Minin. And Sifrei Minin. What does Sifrei Minin? Says Rashi. What's a min? Rashi says, Misharsim la Avodah Zarah. Those that serve Avodah Zarah. V'kasvu lehen Torah Nevi'im uksuvim. Ksav Ashuritz v'lashon HaKodesh. And this guy wrote a Sefer Torah. Tosfos says, what about...
Women?
What? Women? No, not women. What about if he didn't write it, but he has one? What about then? If he wrote it, the guy's a kofer. I don't hold... What if he has one? Did he write it? Did he not write it? Maybe he didn't write it. Maybe he found it. Who knows? That's a different shiloh. The Rashi says he wrote it. Anyway, ain't matzilim asom nedeleka. You don't keep the Torah like that. Not only that... What? Ella sorfin min kofer. Hain, it, the Azkirosehen, and all the Hashem things in there too. It's worthless. Not only is it worthless, it has to be burnt. Why? Because it was written L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Now, we said two things here. We said Gilyonim, the Gilyonos, and Sifrei Minim. So, my love Gilyonos of Sefer Torah. Doesn't that mean the Gilyonos of a Sefer Torah? What do you see from here? It has no Kedusha. You let it get burnt. You don't save it. So the Gemara says, no. Gilyonos of Sifrei Minim. No, it means the Gilyonos of a Sifrei Minim. That doesn't make any sense. Hashta, Sifrei Minim gufayo ein matzilin. The Sifrei Minim itself we don't save. So Gilyonos mibaya. Right? So hachikamer, here's how it meant to say. Sifrei Minim, harehen kilgilyonim. The Sifrei Min is just like the Gilyonim, and they don't get saved. So, how do we paskin? There's no psak here. There's no psak. But that's it, we're done. We're going to the new thing now. So the Rif and the Rambam paskin, that you do not save Gilyonim. You don't. The Ran says because the by the way, the Shulchan Aruch also passes that way. The Ran says like this: since we don't have an answer, so Shev Al Tasa, so don't do anything. We're gonna go busy on Shabbos with the fires. It's just Gilyonim, and you don't save it. Well, it's never gonna come up because. How are you going to have a Torah with just cloth?
No, what's the fuck? He takes a scissor and starts cutting out the thing?
Well, someone did that on Friday. So on Friday, someone did that, and now it's Shabbos, and the fire broke out, so then you don't save it. It's such a rare, rare case. But...
No, but he said before you cut out the margin, but you wouldn't do that, because only we might have to carry it.
You can say the same thing. What about you have a scroll prepared to be written? You haven't written it yet, so
right.
What are you doing
with that? Right. No, but that's not Kedusha. It's just cloth. No. Just cloth. So even if it's been said, oh, Shiloh, how much? What does it have? You got it ready, Lishma. You prepared it. You did something. You worked on it. I don't know.
One question yesterday, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Being warned by the Gones, if you don't save it, you put it in Gneza. On Shabbos, you carry it away.
No, that was during the week. Yeah, that was during the week. Yeah. Okay. Gufa. Ha-Gulyonim and Sifrei Minim, Gulyonim and Sifrei Minim, Ein Matzilim Osam Le'edleikim. We just said that. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Bechol, if it's a weekday, Kodir Etzad Karos Shebehen, you cut out Hashem's names, V'Gonzon, those you bury, V'Ashar Sarfon, the rest of it you burn. Omar Abtarfon, Akapeach Esbini, I should bury my son. Im Yavohu L'Day L'Yadi, if this will come to me, Shani Soref, Esrof Osam, V'Ezes Karos Shebehen, I would burn the whole thing. In other words, it's like a klal, he's saying. I should lose my son if I won't burn even Hashem's names too. So it's a machlokes between Rav Tarfon and Rav Yossi. What do you do with the Hashem's names? Shafilu adim rodif acharav lahargo. Listen to this line. Even if someone's chasing after you to kill you, v'nachash rotz lahakisho, or the snake is chasing after you to bite you, nichnas l'beis avodah zarah, to a church, you're allowed to enter. The Gra says, you see from here, that for pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to go to a church. The Gra brings a raya from Righteous Gemara right here. However, you can't.
Right, this is black and white.
Well, yeah, but it's just hyperbole. He's not a halachic statement. He's just saying, the Goyim are chasing you, you can run to a church for refuge. Right? You can do that. You know where you can't go? You can't go to a non from where they're kofer. Because they're worse. Right? That you can't go. The Einich Nasan Lebateim Shal Elu. Those houses, you can't go to them. Right, these guys that why? Shalalu makirin v'kofrin. They know the truth and they deny it. V'halalu ain't makirin v'kofrin. The church. What do you want from them? Not Jews. What do you want from them? So to them, he can go. Right? V'lei under kasev of Omer, and it says about them, achra adelas ha-mezuzah, samta zichronecha, right? Like they throw their remembrances behind the door, like it's in the garbage. That's how they treat the Torah. Amar of Yishmael, kavachomer. Ma lasas shalom initial ishto amar Torah shemish nechtav b'kedusha yimachal hamayim. For a sota, for a shalom bayis, you erase Hashem's name. So halalu, these, listen to how the Gemara talks about them. Shematil and kina, they put kina, the eva, and bitterness, betachwus, and horrible things. Ben Yisrael, avim shal shemayim, they try to make so much problems. Halachas kama v'kama, certainly. Aleim omar David, and about them David said, halom esanecha Hashem esna, umuskomecha eskotet, Hashem hates them. Tachlis sina, sinasim, lo'adim hayuli. Kishem she'ein matzilin osan me'edleika, kachin matzilin osan. Rashi says, even during the week. This is even during the week. Lo mena mapoles, lo mena mayim. So the Sfas Emes asks, wait a minute. If we're talking about during the week, what's the difference between a mapoles or a fire? What's the difference? He leaves that for Tzarechiyim. It makes a difference. So what's the difference?
It's hyperbole. You just run along.
Right. So, but he's not. This is already not hyperbole now. Back to halacha, right? Even during the week, you don't save it. So Rashi says even during the week. Even during the week? What's the difference? What's the reason why it's burning is? What's the reason why it's getting destroyed? What's the difference? Oh, from a fire? No. But from something else? So the others say, Tosfos says, no, it's not talking about during the week, it's talking about Shabbos. So I would think that from a fire you don't save it. Why don't you save it? Because it's not worth saving. But from water, or from some, maybe you would save it, you have less malachas involved. No, even then you don't save it. Rashi is very difficult. What does it mean during the week? Anyway, but not from anything that's going to destroy it. You don't save it at all. What about the svarim from Bei Avidon? Bei Avidon was some kind of debating house where the Jews would have to go and debate either Kofrim or Goyim, and they would debate them. So what's the special about these scrolls, these Sefer Torah that were written there? So Rashi says, Svarim, the top line there, Svarim shekasvu lehem haminim, lehizvakeach im Yisrael, to dispute, to debate the Jews. Umakom shemachochichem sham karule be'avedon. And that's what those houses are called, be'avedon. So what's going on with those houses? So the thinking is, the Tzvi Kadosh explains that... What? Right, no. What's the child? Do I have to burn them? Of course you should.
Why? Maybe a good safe
guitar. No. It's written by them. They prepare all the documents. Now you come and have a debate. So it says in your scroll, it says in your Torah the following. Right? So why should these be saved? So he explains because the Jews were allowed to write back rebuttal. So we'll have to write back a rebuttal, and then they would have a whole discussion. So I would think maybe there's some value because the rebuttal is right here too. That was a shiloh. Difficult shiloh. Anyway, so in Velav Rafabi, he was going back and forth, yes and no. He wasn't sure, yes and no. But Rav lo adel lebe avedan. Rav would never go to such a place. Vekolshkein lebe netarfu. Certainly some kind of a base of Avodah Zarah he wouldn't go. Shmuel Leben Atzarfilo Azal. He would go to the Avodah Zarah. Leben Avedan Azal. To that he would go.
To engage him,
he would go. Now, why wouldn't they go? You see in a minute. The only reason they wouldn't go is because their lives were in danger if they went. They weren't afraid to go.
So
the Ramban promised him, I'll leave you alone, and then he threw him out. Right? The king promised Ramban, I won't harm you. I promise I won't harm you. So he won't harm you. So he exiled him. So he had to pick up and leave. So he went, that's when they're in Israel. So who do I should get involved in this?
It was a lose-lose
situation. Anyway, Amrulei Larava, my time of the Lord, how come you never go to debate them? So Amalei, listen to this answer. Dikla planya ika ba'urcha v'kashli. There's a tree in the way. I can't go around that tree. There's a tree fell. There's a big hurricane. I can't go. So ne'akre, so we'll take the tree away. So no, dukta kashli. It's a very hard, the hole will be hard, a deep hole. Rashi says, second to bottom line, Shitahei Sham Guma, there's a hole. Inami, Nisyasyav, Vikashali Recho. Or it's the wind is too hard for me, I can't go. Vikhal Zeh, Shahayim Misyarin. They were all afraid. Rav, Virava, Malchus, Mileches, Lebe Avedon. They didn't want to go. Shema, Mitok Shiva, Sivuchu, Yamur, Lebe Yahargum. They're going to win, they're going to get killed. So they made up all these crazy excuses why they can't go. The bottom line is they were afraid for their lives. So they weren't afraid to debate. They weren't afraid. They're afraid for their lives. They weren't afraid they're going to lose. Right?
These are fellow Jews.
I don't know if they're Jews or Jews that went off the derech or goyim. I'm not sure what they are, but it doesn't make a difference. They're the ones who are in power. They had no power, so you don't go. You stay home. They give all these excuses. Okay. Mar bar Rav Yosef minayhu ana. I know them. Flo Mr. Fina minayhu. I wasn't afraid. Zim nachad. Once I went, Azal bul sekune. I went and they wanted to kill me. Put my life in danger. That they promised me they're not going to harm me, and my life was in danger. Okay, there's a related story here that Ema, I'm going to read it fast because I don't understand it. Ema Shalom de Bithu, the Ema Shalom is her name. She was the wife of Rebbe Eliezer.
Is that his double name?
Yeah, Ema Shalom is a double name, right? The question is Ema, what's Ema? Is that her real name? Anyway, the Bithu de Belazar, Rebbe Eliezer, she was the wife of Rebbe Eliezer. Achte de Rebbe Gamliel, she was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. Have, she was. Who Hahova Philosophia Bishibubuse? There was some philosopher in the neighborhood. The Have Shakil Shema Velo Makabel Shochada. He used to brag how he never took any bribes. He was also not just a philosopher. He was also like the town official. The town mayor, whatever the mayor, call him the mayor. Whatever he was. And he said, I never take bribes. Borlachuche Bey, they wanted to like prove him wrong, how he's all he does is take bribes. Anyway, Boy Alula Hushraga the Dava. She went and brought him a golden candelabra, Ba'azal Lekaimei, and she gave it to him. So,
judge.
He was a judge, right. He was like everything. He was a town official. So many say that she didn't give him. She's never going to get it back. It's pure Baltashkas to give him something, to bribe him like this. She showed him a picture of it. Maybe she told him about it, and she promised it to him. Anyway, Lekaimei, Amrle, Ba'ina Leniflege Li, Benichse de Beinasha. I have to now divide up my father. My father passed away, and me and my brother have to divide up the estate. So Amalu, please, so let's go divide it. So Amalei, Ksiv Locha, B'makom Bra, brought the Lotiris. In the place of a son, the daughter doesn't inherit. So Rabbi Gamliel said, but the halacha is my sister gets nothing. Right? My sister gets nothing. Amalei, Minyoma de Galison mi Arachon, when the day that you got exiled from your land, is Natalis Oraisa de Moshe. The law of Moshe got replaced. Now there's a new book. What's the new book? So Michael last night texted me that he said this comes out. This is straight out of a verse in the New Testament. There's actually a censor. There's a censor over here. Some of this Gemara has been censored. What it says, I don't know. I just have anyway. V'ksiv bei bra ubrata kechad yartun. And now we have a thing that says they inherit together. L'machar, the next day, hadar ayel lehu ihu chamra luba. Now Rav Gamliel went to give him a better bribe. Give him some good donkey. Good, better bribe. Amal lehu shefilis l'seifei desafra. We'll go to the end of the scroll. And the ksiv bei, it says, ana lo lemifchas min araisa demoshe atisi, v'lo osif al araisa demoshe atisi. I'm not here coming to add, I'm not coming to detract from the Torah of Moshe. Where there's a son, the daughter doesn't inherit. In other words, the better bribe got the better result. Then the Bet Yosef already asks, what kind of joke is this? First he tells her, you're right. Oh, I didn't go to the... It's like a cartoon. Oh, I didn't go to the end. The end, you have to read the end. The end says no.
He's very
simple. Who's going to fall for it? What kind of thing is this? Yeah. Right? Oh, in the first line it said, but in the second line it took it back. What kind of thing? What kind of... He's never even passed the last test.
It's not sophisticated at all.
No, but it doesn't. It's such a joke. His excuse was so ridiculous.
Right.
Oh, it says over here on page one. Oh, but on page two it says something else. Oh, okay, fine. What is that? Amrle Nahar Nahura Kishraga. Oh, you lit up like a she says to him. But don't you see the light like a candelabra, like reminding him? But I bribed you. Amrle Rabbi Gamliel. But Asachamer v'Batah Shel Shraga. Yeah, but the donkey came and knocked over the light, right? Because mother, my bribe was better than yours.
Okay.
That's how it ends.
Okay,
we got to move. Why can't you read Sifrei Ksuvim on Shabbos? Amar Rav, lo shad el bezman beis hamedrash. That's only true if it's during the time of the shir. Like we said yesterday, they didn't want people learning things that are enjoyable because you have to learn things that are how to live and they're not so enjoyable, right? Nobody wants to hear
like Eov
or Mishlei, right? So. Aval lo bezman beis hamedrash korin. If it's not during the time of the shir, kol hakavod. Right? Ushul amar afil na afil shlo bezman beis hamedrash in korin. Even when it's not time of the shir, even when it's not time, during lunch, I can't open up a yovel and go over some psukim. Ain't he? But when I do, asr de shmuel hu. Now I do with shmuel's town. But when I do. Piski, Sidra, Biksuvim, Biminchasa, Bishabsa. They would learn Ksuvim by Minchan Shabbos. So Amalei, you're right. I have to change it. Ele'i Idmar Hachi Idmar. Amar Rav, Lo Shal B'Makka Beis HaMedrash. That's only during Aval Shalom B'Makka Beis HaMedrash Korin. Ushmul Amar, Bein Makkom Beis HaMedrash, Bein Shalom Makkom Beis HaMedrash. It doesn't matter where you are. Bizman Beis HaMedrash ain't Korin. During the Shir, you're not allowed to. Shlomo Zan Beis HaMedrash Korin. It's not time of the Shir. Call like a vote. Father Shmuel Atame, Da Ben Arda, Piski Sidra, De Ksuvim, Ben Chasa De Shabsa. They certainly learned other things on Shabbos. It was during Mincha time. It was more relaxed. And they would learn some Mishlei and some Musar. That's not a problem. Ravashi Amar L'Olam Kizamina Meikara. Really, it's like we said before. Even in your own time, Shmuel wouldn't let you. Shmuel, why? Except in Shul. But not in your house. Why? Ushmuel kedur nechemni. The time the Avol bishar amar kisvei kodesh in korin behen. Avol shona behen kisvei kodesh. You're not allowed to learn. Avol shona behen. You can learn it with them, with a rebbe. V'darshin behen, and you can darshin it. Nitzrach lepasuk. Maybe v'robo. You can bring psukim if you need and riot to prove your right. It's all fine. Amar v'chenya. If the ma amar kisvei kodesh in korin behen, why can't you? Kedesh shiyomru kisvei kodesh in korin. So people will know you can't bring kisvei kodesh. The Kol Shekein Shtari Had Yotos. And for sure, you can't read Shtari Had Yotos. For sure not. Right? It's a Kal V'chomer. They assered learning, so people shouldn't come to read Shtari Had Yotos. What is Shtari Had Yotos? What does that mean? It says Rashi. First of all, there are two reasons why you can't read Shtari Had Yotos. Whatever they are, we'll see in a minute. What are the two reasons? The Rambam says the reason is because you might come to a race. Or the Rush says because it's like a bittel of Oneg Shabbos, right? It's a bittel of Oneg Shabbos. Mimochav Secha, right? Your private affairs you should not do on Shabbos. Rashi says something staggering. What? Right. So Rashi doesn't say that. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi says Kigon Shelchish Bonos, but you want to see your bank statement that you should look at on Shabbos. Oh, Igeres Hashluchos Lematzechevet. Someone sent you a letter that he lost something. Even a letter. Says Tosvos, Pirish Bekuntris, Igaros, letters. Vitema, Dinagu Om, Likros Piksavim, Vigaros, Ashluchim, Makom, Makom. Everybody reads these letters on Shabbos. Everybody reads letters on Shabbos. Viltalatlan, Vada, Shari, you surely ought to move them. Taharo and Latur, Alpiat Luchis, you can use it for something else. Samuksa, Venero Lari, the low Kari, Starhidas, Elishtari, Chovos. The only thing that you're not allowed to read are things that are business related. Bills, your portfolio, your bank statement, things like that. Ukiyotzebehen, things like that. Avoligeros, letters, shari, it's mutter. Sometimes they're going to give you a heads up that the marauders are coming. So it's pikuach nefesh to read that letter on Shabbos. You got to get out of town. The crazies are coming, right? Even if you know there's nothing in there about pikuach nefesh, Rabbeinu Tam still said it's mutter. Why? Don't have a shari head yotos, kivish ein sarach lamashakasavah. You don't even need to. It's not about cheshbonos, and it's not about pikuach nefesh. Then what's it about? Stam shmoozing, stam gossip. So lefish yodea mashe bigeros. So you already know what's in that letter. So why should it be usher? You know it's nothing wrong. V'im ein yodea, and if you don't know, shemi yesh bo tzarech gadol pikuach nefesh v'shari. Then you need to know. V'kal maka v'kach mefarish biyerushalmi d'amar b'nei ma ein kor in kisvei kodesh. Why can't you read Kitzvei Kodesh? Mivnei Shtari Had Yotos. Shema to Omer Lo Shei Mutter. Afu Omer Mabakach Imes Asek B'Shtarasi. Mash Madavka Ke'ein Chovos U'Shtaros V'Ka Amar. In other words, Tosus is proving that it's only about Chovos. Not about Stam letters. Then Tosus says, Rashi even takes it back what he says over here when he agrees with me. V'chein Peresh Rashi L'Kamon. Gabig Zeru Shal Yuka Shtari Had Yotos. D'Mishtari Mekach U'Memkach Amar. He only talks about, you know, Mekach U'Memkach, selling and buying. In other words, business related documents. If it's not business related, it's mutter. V'chein agia b'perek tzav yado. Listen to this. Umihu, however. We're out of time, unfortunately. Osan milchamos. Those wars. Haksuvim belaz. The books about wars that are written in other languages. You hear this? Nirul Rabbein Yehuda da'asil ayin behem. You're not allowed to look at those. De lo gara, because they're not worse. It should say lo adif. They're not better. De lo adif, they're not better. Mehadatan your parak shoel, we're gonna learn later on. Kasaf Shadaka Satsura underneath the bust, the had the yuknios, underneath the you go to the Washington Monument and they have engraved what this is about, underneath those, also look across the Bembershah. You're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. So if you're not allowed to read that, how could you read a war book? How could you read about the Civil War? Right? Who mounted this during the week to read these kinds of things? I don't even know who mounted it during the week. Okay?
What, Bittul Torah? For what reason?
Not Bittul Torah. Moshe Vleitzim. Moshe Vleitzim. So. Mechaber says something staggering. He says, Melitzos. Which are just stories. Umeshalim, Shalsich Haschulim, Stam stories. Divrei Cheshek, that's already erratic things. Kigon Sefer Emmanuel, Vechein Sefer Melchamos, Aser, Likros, Ben, Beshabbos. That filu b'chal Aser. Even in the week it's Aser Mishal Moshe Vleitzim. Then there must is, wait a minute. Venera Ladatek, Had Aser is, it's only if it's in another language. But if it's in Hebrew, it's Mutter. If we're on the side from the Korelitz, he says, what's the difference if it's Hebrew or it's another language? But not as that. Hebrew is not better than that, Lashon Kodesh, Hebrew, modern Hebrew. Then he says, Aser Lilmod B'Shabbos V'Yantiv Zulas Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to read anything on Shabbos except for Divrei Torah. Tafilu Sifrei Chachmos Aser. Even Sifrei Chachmos Aser, V'yesh Mishamatir, there are those that are matir, says the Mishnah Brura. V'chein Noagin L'Hafel. That's how we pass them. We're Mekel. So what's the difference between Sifrei Chachma and John Grisham novels? Which seems to be the difference over here. Stam stories, you're not allowed to read. But Sifrei Chachma, history or philosophy or Zayit, that's Mutter on Shabbos. Right? Beferish Mishnah Berurah, Beferish Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah has been passed on to the Mekel Shita. So what's the difference really? I don't really know.
One's Moshe Leitzim, the other one you learn something.
So the truth is, he brings over here from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Sifrei Metech. Anybody know what that is? Books of suspense, Ba'alila, and plots. Das Rav Chaim Kanievsky, She'im Einam Mevi'im L'Yira Shemayim, Aser L'Grosam B'Shabbos. What is it? Do bring it to Yira Shemayim? Then it seems it would be Mutter. Right? It's hard to say that, but if that's how you are, and then anything you read will bring you to close to Hashem, and call a kavod. Right? Okay. Then he says, Karel, it's at the girls, you can get to read that, but not the boys. Okay. What? That's typical, right. Okay. Okay, where are we up to? Up to the Mishnah? Matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. You're allowed to save the bag with the cover or the bag with the sefer. The tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin and the tfilin bag with the tfilin. Afal p'sheish p'soch ha-mos. Even though there's money in that bag. U'lehechen la-tfilin ha-son, where do you save it? L'movui she'en ha-mafulish. To a mavui that's not mafulish. Ben Betseira Omar, aflu mafulish. Even if it is mafulish. What does that mean? That's like Monday staffel, tomorrow and Tuesday. So we'll leave that for, we're going to talk about it in the first part. Tan Rabbanan, listen to this. Gomar out of left field. Arba Asar B'Shabbos, Shachalios B'Shabbos. If the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. So mafshitin es ha-Pesach ad ha-Chazeh. You strip off the Pesach until the Chazeh. Which is what you need to do for the carbon. The rest of stripping off the hide, can wait till after Shabbos. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho ben Yochanan ben Baroka. V'chachamim omrim, mafshitin es kulo. No, you can take off the whole thing. You can take off the whole thing. Now, bishlom alu Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho ben Yochanan ben Baroka, hadus avodah tzarach gavoah. You're doing it for Hashem. El al Rabbanon, my time. Why do the Rabbanon allow you to take off the whole thing? You don't need the whole thing for the carbon. You only need to take off till the chazet, take out the parts you need, burn it on the mizbeach, on Erev Pesach, and the rest of it you're going to cook for yourself, for the Seder. So do it after Shabbos. Why is it mutter? Amar Rabbi Bar Barachan, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kra, because it says in the Torah, Kol Paul Hashem L'ma'anehu. Everything we do for Hashem is for the best. V'hacha, Ma'i L'ma'anehu Ikka. How is this a glory for Hashem? Rav Yosef Amar, Shelo Yasriach. Because if you don't pull it off, it's going to spoil. Rav Amar, You don't leave Hashem's carbon like a nevela, like it's a piece of garbage. Right? You don't leave it like that. My benayu, what's the difference? It's ikke benayu, the monach aporta de dava. What if you have it on a golden table? So according to Rava, you're still not allowed to do it. But according to Rabbi Yosef, so according to Rava, it's not a bezayin now. I put a table of gold. It's not a bezayin. According to Rabbi Yosef, it still might spoil. Or Inami or Yoma da Astan, it's a windy day. So now it's reversed. According to Rava, it's still a bezayin, but according to Rabbi Yosef, it won't spoil because it's wind, so it won't spoil. Rabbi Shaul ben Achas, so that's why we haven't even explained how this gets to our issue. Rabbi Shaul ben Achas, Rabbi Yochanan over high polish shalom and avidle. What does he do with that pasuk? He does because he says you're allowed to take off. He says that you're not allowed to take off the whole. No, he says you're allowed to, right? No, he says you're not allowed to. So then, what does he do with this pasuk? Shalom yotzi es ha'emurin kodem afshad sa'or. You shouldn't remove the emurin before you take off all the skin. My timer, why not? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Nassim, Mishum Neiman. Because then there are hairs, and it's not going to be good to eat. Okay, so they have a machlokas about what you do when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. What on earth? Huh? Where did this come from? So Amar Chista, Amar Rukva, my ahudur le chavrei le vishol benoch shabrochon me baroka. What does it do with anything? Amale, haki kamale. Here's what he told him. In matzilin tik ha-sefer iman ha-sefer. If you're allowed to save the Torah with the bag, even if there's money in there, you said, lo nifir the Pesach meha oro? Can't you separate the Pesach from the hide? In other words, if we're letting you do something wrong to do something right, so can't you do here something wrong to do something right? We're going to stop here. Asks the Chachma Shlomo, wait a minute. When you carry the bag, it's one action. You're carrying the bag, it's one action. I cannot save this Torah unless I have the money in the bag. So we let you do it. Here, you're pulling off the skin. Since I'm doing something wrong already, I can continue doing it. No, so stop. What kind of comparison is this? He leaves it to Tarachian. It's a very difficult comparison. But that's his question. So since we're doing something wrong to do something right, like I'm touching money to do something right, to save the tefillin, so too I can continue pulling off the hide because I'm doing it for the Karban Pesach. That was his comparison. That's what this is doing here, and tomorrow we'll pick up exactly what he answered him back. All right? Yeah. Everybody have a very good day.